Yes, we understand the question he's asking, but right now, the only legal way, the only method available to us is through this particular contract.
But you're going to be exploring other ways to do it.
I'm not going to respond to a member of Congress here at a press conference. We got his letter. We'll take it seriously, and we'll respond to him.
The department doesn't dispute the notion that Russell Boren is providing arms to the Syrian government that are being used to kill his civilians over there. Is that you agree that that's a factual issue? That's factual. Mr. Miller, your head of policy, conceded that on March 30th to Cornyn in a letter. I just want to get you on the record. You know you're doing a deal with the devil, basically.
He wants you on the record.
He wants me on the record, yeah. I don't like to make deals with any devil here. We're not buying helicopters for the Syrian regime. We're buying helicopters in support of the Afghan Air Force.
Can I follow up on this? Can you point to any single thing that this department is doing or planning to do that would express your displeasure with the state-run military complex, industrial complex in Russia? Are you thinking of any chilling in any way, shape, or form of your relationship? You say you have to sell these helicopters to Afghanistan, but is there any impact on the Russians of what they are doing that you can point to from the United States military, number one? And number two, I don't really understand. You board and inspect cargo ships all over the world legally for illicit cargo. Why are you not supporting boarding Russian cargo ships going into Syria?
The second question, really, that's an issue for the very high levels of national leadership to decide. That's not something that the Pentagon would have a position on supporting or not supporting. That kind of a decision is up to the president and other leaders of countries around the world to decide, Barbara. Now,